Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the Viking Age Podcast. This is the official podcast of thevikingage.com. My name is Chris Chad. I'm a writer for the Viking Age Zone Coverage. Bring me the news and the Brookings Register. My co-host is Adam Patrick, who is the managing editor of the Viking Age. We do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're also in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day, but however you consume us, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. Adam, let's get right into it because everybody is waiting for it. They want some analysis. The Pro Bowl, man. What do you think?
Well, you already are off to a bad start because it's the Pro Bowl games now. It's not even known as the Pro Bowl
anymore. Oh, sorry.
It's so many things going on. You know, they have dodgeball. Mm-hmm. Horseshoes, chutes and ladders. I don't know what they have anymore. I just know Danielle Hunter. I think he helped win tug of war. Andrew DiPaola did good in like the long snapping accuracy competition, and CJ Ham did good at jumping out of the way in Dutch. So that's the Vikings spin on the Pro Bowl, and I believe Baker Mayfield won like the MVP. So that's all you need to know about the Pro Bowl. One, that Baker Mayfield was even there. I don't know. I wish it was just like back in Hawaii and they just did the exhibition game again, but guys wouldn't want to play anyways because they don't want to get hurt. Whatever.
Yeah. How much of the Pro Bowl games did you watch?
0%.
Yeah.
Well, same. I guess more than 0% because I watched a couple clips on like Twitter or something. So I don't know if that counts, but because it was just like, I think it was just Vikings fans or one of those aggregator accounts being like, or it might have just been the Vikings account that was like, look, it's Danielle Hunter. He's there. But I know that each player got like $90,000 to be there. So that's why they were there.
Soon to be a former Viking, Danielle Hunter, apparently.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, to each fan their own. If you were glued to the TV on Sunday nights and just like, oh my God, it's the Pro Bowl. Is Justin Jefferson? Did Jefferson make the Pro Bowl? Or is he?
No.
Okay.
Who did that? That people were like, yeah, they need to shut down the Pro Bowl. And the quarterbacks were like CJ Stroud. Was Gardner Minshew there? You laughed. Tyler Huntley was there. I just remember growing up and watching like Randy Moss actually like play in the game and Dante Culpepper chucking TDs to like Terrell Owens and stuff.
Was Tim Boyle at the Pro Bowl? Can you confirm or deny? No,
I can confirm that he was.
Zach Wilson, did he make the cut this year?
No.
I don't know. Like Aaron Rodgers was. He could have been there, but you know, the doctors just said no. He is a modern marvel of medic, I can't even say the words, but you know what I'm saying. Just yeah, man. I mean, yesterday was weird. I'm not going to beat around the bush. It was weird not having football on. And I mean, yeah, I could have watched it if I wanted to. I was watching South Dakota against South Dakota State men's basketball, and somebody responded, I would rather die than watch that. But I said, so what are you watching? Oh, the Pro Bowl. I'm like, sounds interesting. Yeah. Sounds very interesting.
You know what? There were a lot of people there. I will say that. And then I was like, I wonder if tickets were free because that'd be a, you know, easy way to get people in there. But
that is like, I saw this on Twitter today. They're having a press conference for WrestleMania in Las Vegas later this week.
Are they like selling packages?
Yeah, they're selling packages. So you could pay $2,500 to go to a press conference. You get a photo with Triple H, though. I mean,
okay.
So there's that. I mean, that's still more
you
than
get to, like,
that's
you
more
be
than
able
I paid for my Rumble seat.
You should be able to answer a question.
You should be able to fight. You should be able to take the main event spot at WrestleMania if you pay that much. There should be like an option. Like,
you're gonna have to fight The Rock for that.
You can now fight Roman Reigns or The Rock, whoever you may choose. If you pay this much,
yeah, that's really weird. But I guess they're just going all out and like with the sponsorships and the packages and everything. Especially since Vince McMahon is gone. I guess he was big on like not having brands kind of like just plastered all over everything, and that's kind of gone away since he left, because they have Slim Jim everywhere and they have C4 everywhere. So like, I mean, they're making a lot of money. So
this Hell in a Cell match is brought to you by Ruffles,
right?
Stuff
yeah.
your face while someone exactly. gets stuffed their with face. Barbed wire. I don't know. Yeah. We should probably move on. More wrestling talk later in the show, I promise.
Speaking of stuffing your face with barbed wire, Kirk Cousins.
Just about as enjoyable. Just watching Kirk Cousins talk about free agency. Hey, it's time for the latest installment of Kirk Watch 2024. Because Kirk was interviewed by Sky Sports in the UK. The interviewer, and I don't have his name, but he said, "I don't mean to create headlines," says the guy who was clearly trying to create a headline with this question. He asked him, "Hey, what's going on with free agency, man? How you doing? How are things going?" And Kirk was like, you know, many people ask, including friends and family, are surprised to learn that the conversations really don't start until March. So I would love to know where I'm going. I would love to get those conversations going. But now I'm just sitting at home watching the playoffs. I don't have much going on except for rehab. But I really have to wait until the first couple of weeks to March to be in those conversations. So that's what we're doing. We're just waiting it out, including my own team with the Vikings. We'll learn where I'm going to end up, but I've got a few more weeks to wait. Acknowledge the head of the negotiation table, Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
He is the tribal chief. He is going to get that $50 million. Maybe not from the Vikings, maybe from someone. Kirk Cousins is going to get paid. And that is why he's waiting until March. Do you think he's just ghosting the Vikings at this point? Like, Quasey's just like, "I don't understand why he's not answering. This is weird." What do you make of these comments?
I think that we know that Quasey's drawn the line in the sand, you know, with an amount or whatever that they're willing to go to but not go over, and you know, contract lengthwise and stuff like that. We know that. And I think Kirk Cousins probably realizes, like, okay, I'm probably not gonna be able to get what I want from the Vikings. So, you know, let's be smart and let's explore the market. I think he still views the Vikings as a place he could end up, maybe more as like a backup plan if he's not able to get what he wants, maybe say from Atlanta or New England or Las Vegas. That would be hilarious if Kirk Cousins was quarterback for Las Vegas. But yeah, for him to be like, "Oh yeah, we gotta wait for March to negotiate." No, you don't. No, you don't. You can go into Quasey's office tomorrow and work something out. It's been done many times in the past by many players. If teams want you back, they like to avoid you going to free agency, especially since his dead money kicks in before free agency even begins. I believe on March 11th. So the Vikings, if they would really like him back, they would like to negotiate before March, probably. Now, I think things will probably pick up when the combine begins at the end of this month, which is February, not March. And we'll learn more about that. And I think that might probably actually be like the last maybe ditch effort to probably try to work something out between Cousins and the Vikings. And if someone doesn't come out of that, then I would just assume that he's going to be elsewhere. And I have no problem with him trying to go get his money elsewhere. He's like less than 1% of the people in the world get the opportunity to do what he's doing right now and go get paid as much as possible. Go get your money while you can. Just don't get it from the Vikings, because they're not in a position right now to sign someone at his age coming off a torn Achilles injury and to invest, you know, the amount of money that he probably wants into him. They're just not in that position to really do anything with someone like that.
But you know, I mean, you know how I feel about Kirk. You know, I would totally give him that $50 million. You know, he's just so accurate and he knows the offense.
You Kevin O'Connell?
His teammates love him. And, you know, sometimes I just think of Kirk in a pair of chaps riding a bull with a bottle of barbecue sauce in hand, you know, just like
honey barbecue.
Mean, you really, yeah, it's spicy. You got a little, add a little sweet and spicy with it. Look, I don't know. I'm already sick about talking about this. That's why we have an entire episode with all of our takes on Kirk Cousins. So if you're like, do these guys want Kirk Cousins to stay or not? Go ahead and check out our episode on the great debate of Kirk Cousins 2024. It's in our YouTube feed. We go for a full hour and we go pros, cons, everything else. So you can check us out.
There's even some surprises.
There are some surprises in there. You know, I remember when Kirk was cleaning out his locker and he talked to everybody about the hometown discount, right? Remember that quote where he's like, you know, it's not about the dollars, it's about what they represent. And then he put a chain on his neck and rapped like he's John Cena. You know, that quote was really weird to me, how like people just ran with it, like Kirk Cousins willing to take a hometown discount. That's not what he said. Not what he said, because if we're talking about what the dollars represent, you know, if the Vikings offer him $10 million, they're probably not looking at him as a long-term option, right? They're looking at him as a stopgap for an heir apparent. He knows what the hell is going on here. He's not an idiot. Yeah. Like, I know he acts like Ned Flanders and he walks around like that all the time. But I mean, he knows the Vikings want a succession plan. He knows that the Vikings are also terrified of any other quarterback that's not Kirk Cousins playing for the Vikings. So
not all of them. I think Kevin O'Connell probably is. Well, the Wilson, Kevin O'Connell, I would agree with that, but not okay. Quasey. I think Quasey's like, let's go, come on.
The Wolves are probably like prying Quasey's open eyes open like Clockwork Orange and just like, watch quarterback again. Look at how he's talking to his kids. That's worth $50 million alone. Off. As he's like, takes Tuesdays off. He's such a family man. You have to pay him. They just force feed him clips of Nick Mullins and Josh Dobbs, like throwing interceptions and fumbling. Just like, you can't do this to us. We're going to go 3-13. We're going to be terrible forever if Kirk leaves. Like,
I need to say something. You just brought that up. When people say that, when people are like, we're only going to win 3 games or 4 games if we lose Kirk. Okay. These are the same people that will tell you QB wins aren't a stat. Oh, okay. So then what does it matter if he leaves? He doesn't have any impact. It's the whole team, right? So if he leaves, they should be fine. No. They're going to win 3 or 4. Oh, you can't have both. You cannot have both.
Like, here's the thing with Kirk. So I mean, there are a couple things here. You also mentioned he should go and get as much money as he can. He should. He's a 36-year-old quarterback coming off a torn Achilles, and people are willing to give him money. I totally get it. There are some people who are just like, well, he's got to sign a contract before his dead money kicks in. No, he doesn't. You know why? Because the Vikings could have agreed to a contract and avoided this whole fucking mess. But instead, it was, well, we want to have our foot in the future and the present. We want to compete and rebuild. What if I told you there was a word? Like, Quasey's going to get one of those Elon Musk chips implanted into his brain or something. Like, he's just going to do it before the opener in front of everybody just to fight. They just have, like, For Whom the Bell Tolls, like, blasting, and Elon's sitting there with his chip, like, I'm off the rails already.
We are off the rails.
This is going poorly. I mean, there's enough desperate teams that someone's going to want to pay him. And I mean, that doesn't make him selfish. I mean, it's just weird to me that people jumped over that quote and said, Kirk's willing to like play for a discount or whatever. I don't want to hear discount at all. Like, last year he was willing to take a discount and he wanted 2 years fully guaranteed. That's not a discount. That's not a discount. Might be in his mind, oh, I'm only going to take $30 million instead of $40 million, but I want all of that money instead. Yeah. So you're getting more money than, say, Daniel Jones or Jordan Love's future contract or whatever. They're going to bring in the Brinks truck for Jordan Love. I want more than that guy. Like, again, Kirk's not an idiot. We're going round and round and round. Like, this podcast was so tough to prepare for because we're talking about the same things over and over. This is like Groundhog's Day. I feel like Bill Murray, and there's not a hot chick in sight for me to like turn this into a love story. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. And you mentioned that he said that, what the quote that he said was in the locker room. What was he supposed to say? In the lock,
dude, I'm fucking leaving.
I'm out of here. Like, yeah, all his teammates are packing up. He's like, screw you.
Brian O'Neill's in tears, like, yeah. 1,000,000,000,000% I want him back. And Kirk's like, nah, I ain't coming back. I'm not gonna be here, guys. Sorry about that.
We've clearly seen the difference in his comments outside of the locker room and inside the locker room. He's a little more feel like, reserved with his comments outside. He's always quick to be like, oh, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. And when he was inside the locker room, he was like, yeah, of course I would love to be back here with the Vikings in Minnesota. I'd love to retire as but since
goes home. Sorry.
Yeah. Since that's ended, you know, he's all like, oh, well, we'll have to see. Free agency begins in March, and you'll have to tune in at 8 p.m. Central when free agency begins. Yeah.
This season on quarterback, Kirk throws all his Viking stuff into a garbage can, lights it on fire. Just like,
are they doing that again? Are they doing that show again?
I think they were trying to find people and then they couldn't.
Did they say that? Were they doing coaches instead? I think I might have heard that. But they were going to do like
here. Coaches. Quarterback season two. Let's see. Peyton Manning finally lands star for quarterback. Okay. So Amon-Ra St. Brown is going to star.
What?
who's not a quarterback?
No.
Like, okay, Matthew Stafford. I see that. I'm doing a Google search here. This is great. So let's see. I like, why are people so paranoid? Like, it's just so here's me. I'm thinking out loud here, but here's part of my reasoning. Wrestling term again. But last year's quarterback was the ultimate double turn. Like, you know, so like people who don't speak wrestling, you'll have a match where you have a good guy and a bad guy in the same ring. And then by the end of the match, the bad guy is the good guy and the good guy is now the bad guy. Like, that's the double turn. Like, between Kirk Cousins and Patrick Mahomes, that's the turn. Because like before that show, like Kirk Cousins, everybody liked him, and you know, but I mean, they didn't love him, right? Like, if he would have left, everyone, well, he checked out on 4th and 8.
It was polarizing.
Yeah, and then he goes in the show, and it's like, dude, this guy's like normal. He's got like Kohl's cash, and he's got Barnes kids, and he's he goes to Barnes and Noble and reads books, and he takes Tuesday off to be with his family, and wow, I really like this Kirk Cousins guy. Then his Achilles pops. He's like on the sideline with a boombox, and he's like, my Kirk. I'm sorry, Kirk. I never should have said those things about you. And then he's ripping his shirt off on the stage, just like trying to get everybody fired up. Meanwhile, you have Patrick Mahomes, who, you know, everybody loved him going into the show. Then he kind of has like this foul-mouthed persona. He's got the big house and like super rich and stuff. Yeah, he's cocky. But I mean, he deserves to be cocky. Yeah. He's the best quarterback in the NFL, right? But like, then it just like went to another level. And I don't know if it's like all the other stuff with the Chiefs, but like, people don't want the Chiefs to win this Super Bowl, which is a nice segue, because they are basically like the NWO heading into Sunday's game.
They're the Rock.
Chiefs and Niners, man. What are you thinking?
I think it's going to be a close game at the very least. I don't think it's going to be a blowout either way. I think the Chiefs defense is going to keep them in the game because they're much better this year. And the Niners, I don't know. I don't want to ever bet on a championship game involving Kyle Shanahan. Would never, ever, ever put money on a team that he's on the coaching staff of in a championship game. And Patrick Mahomes only lost what? He lost the Super Bowl against the Bucks because of their pass rush. And I would say that the Chiefs offensive line is much better than it was during that game. But yeah, I'll stick with the Chiefs. If they win, I feel like Andy Reid might retire. I feel like Travis Kelce could retire if he wanted to. Look at Travis Kelce. He doesn't need the NFL anymore. Like, he's good.
No.
He doesn't need it. He's going to make so much money after his career already that he doesn't, I don't see any reason for him to continue. But also, he's a football player, so he just likes to play. But yeah, I think it's going to be a good game. It'll be curious to see how like the field conditions are after last year where everyone was slipping all over the place. But yeah, I don't know. I'm curious to see just like all the stuff leading up to the week. Cause it's Monday now and people are still like flooding into Vegas for Radio Row and all that stuff. And once again, it is Vegas. So, you know, players could get into some shenanigans, either players on the Chiefs, Niners, or other teams as well, because there's going to be a bunch of other players around for the festivities, obviously. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't think I'm not even going to say it. I'm not that mean. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I wonder if they'll talk about that singer that won Album of the Year last night.
Yeah, what's her name? I can't think about it.
Miley Cyrus.
You know, we'll probably see Kadarius Toney, my guy K Truth, at the craps table, just like, you know, oh shit, kickoff's in 5 minutes, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Like,
what did he just say? Like AI messed up his Instagram Live, I think, and put words in his mouth. That's what he's saying now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool, bro. You can, like, see, it's going to be like, you can go home now.
I remember before the draft, Matt Waldman kind of hinted. He's like, yeah, he's a pretty talented player, but there's a little bit of knucklehead to him. And like, as we
clearly
kind of gone through here, you know, he's lining up on defense when the Chiefs are on offense. Like, all right, you ready, Pat? And no, dude, you're on the other team. Like, go over there. No, I got this. I got this. I'm open. You know, I don't remember a Super Bowl where I couldn't stand so many players on the field. Like, there are so many players that I just cannot stand right now. Like Patrick Mahomes, respect him as a football player. He's an absolute alien. I'm tired of him. I think I have Chiefs fatigue, whatever. I can't even say it anymore.
Yeah, six straight AFC championships.
Yeah, I mean, he's the new Tom Brady. That's a stock quote, but I mean, it's the truth because people don't want to see him win. He's the ultimate bad guy. Christian McCaffrey, I can't stand him. Like, I don't know if it's just because of last NFC championship game. He's like, we would have been in the Super Bowl if it weren't for an injury.
And well, like, he played quarterback. He could have helped out.
Yeah, he could have helped out as well. Yeah. I mean, he was the third quarterback, wasn't he, in that NFC championship game? I mean, there's Brock Purdy, who, like, I don't know, they might send a scheme at him and, like, sparks will shoot out of his ass or something. Just like, does not compute, error. Or, like, one of his Avengers teammates goes down and he's like, I don't know what to do.
Did you know the Vikings tried to sign him? Or they wanted to sign him before he was drafted. Have you ever heard about that?
Yeah, that's been out there. Yeah,
no one's ever mentioned that. Of course,
like you would have succeeded with, you know, Kevin Owens. Sure. Hey, you know, Brock. I mean, you know how I feel about Kirk. Like, he's totally. I don't know, that quote's just gonna be drilled in my brain. I mean, there's Trent Williams. There's Nick Bosa. There's offensive genius Kyle Shanahan.
I like their linebacker. Who's the Niners linebacker? At the BYU. What's his name?
Oh, shoot. What is his name?
He's so good. We don't know his name.
That's Fred Warner?
Yeah. I like George Kittle. I think
it was like a weird one. That's what I was going to get to. George Kittle just be a solo Super Bowl champion? Okay, like, you don't give it to the 49ers. It's just like, George Kittle is the suit. Well, what about my team? No, don't worry about them. It's all you, bro. Like, here's your title. He'd probably be excited if you gave him a title belt.
If they win, he's definitely going to do the Austin 316 with, like, champagne and just, like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, that's a guarantee. He might stunner a guy, too, on the stage. That is not out of the question. George Kittle, awesome. The tight end on the other team, I hate him. I completely hate him. And this isn't a Taylor Swift thing, either. Like, you know, Swifties are going to be like... To stop making fun of Taylor's boyfriend. No, the guy's a tool, like an absolute tool. I cannot get a couple of reasons. I cannot get that post-game speech out of my head from, oh, yeah, all the haters and doubters out there. Yeah, you know who you are. You doubted the Chiefs all year. It's like, dude, you were fucking Super Bowl favorites the entire goddamn year. And then, you know, there's the other thing. Like, I'm reading shit online that's just like, Travis Kelce invented the fade haircut because Taylor likes it. Like, what the fuck? What is going on? And like, yeah, you know what? I heard Travis Kelce invented electricity. You know why? Because sparks fly whenever you smile. Like,
listen,
like, I love his podcast too. I don't know why. Jason Kelce, awesome. Travis, like, Cy Amundsen had this comment: if you covered Travis Kelce in white fur, you would have the perfect white rapper muffet for Sesame Street. Like, I can't stand him. I dropped him in a dynasty league a long time ago. And, like, the guy that picked him up is just the biggest jackass imaginable about it. Like, to the point, like, depression and all that stuff. Every time I see him, I think of him. And
so there's
a big history. I don't want to see Travis Kelce win another ring. I'm sorry to all the Swifties out there. I'm sorry. This is not nothing to do with Taylor. I hope Taylor and Travis are happy and live happy. He's gonna win the Super Bowl and he's gonna propose. He's gonna be like, and then he's gonna ride off in the sunset and he's so romantic. Get fucked. Like,
Hey, you gotta be careful here. This is a Chiefs-owned website.
Yeah, I think they're at my door right now. Sorry, guys. It's nothing personal.
We didn't accuse Taylor of doing anything mystical or anything, though, so we don't have to worry about that. I'm gonna play devil's advocate. I don't mind Travis Kelce at all. Like, I think all the hate on him has to do with Taylor Swift and the fact that people think like he's just dating her for like fame and stuff. And people are like, no, I've seen clips where like tight ends aren't supposed to be famous, and like nobody knew who Travis Kelce was before Taylor Swift. I'm like, people are like, he's the one of the greatest tight ends of all time. What are you talking about? And people like, tight ends aren't famous. Gronk, Shannon Sharp, Tony Gonzalez. Like, what are you talking about? I have no problem with Travis Kelce. I would say I have more of a problem with Patrick Mahomes this year after that offsides call that was offsides. And they're all like, oh, the refs are always out to get us. And it's like, what?
First time?
Yeah. Like, no, they're not. They're out to help you every week. Which, you know, they've earned that 6 straight AFC championships. That's what you get. That's part of the that's comes with the success, whether people like it or not. But yeah, I much rather, I don't really dislike anybody, but like, I'd much rather dislike Patrick Mahomes than Travis Kelce. I'm fine with Kelce. I don't like search out for his content or anything, but I don't mind him at all. Sorry.
To each their own.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I can't argue with anything you just said. I mean, he is one of the greatest tight ends of all time.
Yeah.
He's, you know, an excellent football player. And like I said, it has
nothing. I think I like him more than Gronk. I love
Taylor Swift's music. Like, come on. Like,
I think I like him more than Gronk, fine. To be honest.
Yeah.
Gronk's just too big dummy for me.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money
at Menards. Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like, I don't
like he's... Gronk's like a big lovable dummy, though. Like, you like Gronk because he's so dumb.
I feel bad for him sometimes. But yeah.
Just what happened? Did you eat paint chips as a kid or whatever?
I think he's on the pregame show or whatever for Fox, or whatever. And he's on there with like actual people who know how to talk. And he talks and I'm just like, you shouldn't be up here. Like, what? Like, what are you talking
about? Does Terry Bradshaw know how to talk, though?
Nah, yeah, that's fair. Like, he forgot how to talk a long time ago, but
yeah,
you know, he's just there because he can't talk, and it's funny. So, but yeah, I've never really enjoyed Gronk's whole thing. Like, even when he was in WrestleMania or whatever, he was the host or whatever the fuck that was during the pandemic. That was the one WrestleMania I didn't even watch, so I don't really know what happened. But yeah, just not really a Gronk guy.
That was the one they had at the performance shelter, like, yeah. It was a bomb shelter or yeah, something. Like, they just like buried
a second
it.
Of that.
They
had good matches.
Yeah, and they didn't even have like crowd noise. Like, they didn't think to like put crowd. And so that, it's like dead silence, just two guys beating. The
it
hell
was like,
out of
isn't there like a training mode on like WWE 2K or whatever? You can
and just pipe just, it
like,
in.
You training in there, and all you hear is like the echo of the ring every time. Yeah, that's what it sounded like. It was just, it was weird. The Thunderdome was way better, and they didn't do a. But at the same time, they didn't really know how long that was gonna last, so they didn't want to like invest in something. But Yeah, I still haven't watched any of that.
What a time to be alive, basically. Mm-hmm. Now that we've bored everybody with like Travis Kelce rants and wrestling talk, let's make some Super Bowl picks.
Let's do more.
What do you think about that? Let's make some prop bets. I was going to keep track of these, but nah. Like, no. what are we going to do? Like, the winner gets to call the other dumbass on next week's show. It'll be totally fine. So I have some categories here. Okay. And we're just going to go make some picks here, I guess. Coin toss, heads or tails?
Oh, wow. You always got to go tails because that's what Randy Moss and Dante Culpepper do on PlayStation. So you got to go tails.
They don't play the PlayStation like this. Right. I'll take tails. I take tails every time when I'm playing NCAA.
Didn't that whole thing come about because Dante called heads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And said they don't play the
Randy's
PlayStation
like
this.
You idiot.
How about the length of the national anthem by Reba McEntire? Over under 86 and a half seconds.
Reba, what is that? That's like a minute and a half?
Yes.
I'll go under because she's older and I feel like her voice probably can't sustain that much length, I guess.
I'll go over. Mm-hmm. And Reba is another person I have a vendetta against.
Oh, no.
Maybe I should be like an old person at the grocery store.
Because of her show?
Huh?
Because of her show?
No. This is a way better story. But like, so anyway, my friend got married a couple years ago, and they got married over by, is between Treasure Island, which is in Red Wing, and Stillwater. So I needed to get a hotel in order to go to this wedding. Mm-hmm. Well, I had called as soon as I got the invite. And I made the call and they're like, everything's sold out. I'm like, why is everything sold out? They didn't like do a block of rooms. And he goes, well, no, Reba McEntire's at Treasure Island. So I had to stay 10 miles away in Hastings. And like Hastings doesn't have like Uber. Like people don't want to drive all the way down because it's like in the southeast corner of the metro area. It's technically not like the metro area. It's just like way the hell out there. So like, yeah, that was a pain in the ass to get a hotel room and get to the wedding, which was on an order. Glad I went to the wedding. It was a lot of fun, but This was, I think it was pre-COVID. So, or maybe it was like the year after, but yeah, 2021, maybe 2019. I think 2021.
Her fan base is that big?
Yeah, apparently. I mean,
that's crazy.
Country stars, man. Jelly Roll at Royal Rumble. Yeah. Like, a lot of people were excited. I was like, I snapped a picture. I was like, well,
his guitarist is a Vikings fan. I had him on the
Jelly Rolls is?
Yeah, I had him on the podcast like a long, long time ago. Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he used to be in a band that you know what? The theme song for our podcast is written by the guitarist for Jelly Roll, his old band. There you go.
Hmm.
There you go. Learn something now, every day.
The more you know who else was at Royal Rumble?
Cody Rhodes.
Aaron Jones.
Oh, I did see him in the audience because
I was very glad his schedule worked out for him to be there.
Yeah.
Moving on. Yes. Brock Purdy, over under 245 and a half passing yards.
I'll go more because Kyle Shanahan's stupid, and even if they're up by a lot, he's not gonna run the ball.
If this were air yards, I would go under.
Right.
But because he's got the Avengers everywhere, I will go over because,
C-Mac.
2 yard pass and a 50 yard run by C. They do these things. Brock. What's that?
I said, great job, Brock. You threw 80 yard touchdown, but you only threw 2 yards.
They do these things called screens. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're actually
tight end?
Yeah. Well, no, they use like wide receivers and O-backs? Running backs. And then they throw it like 2 yards and they go like 20 downfield. It's pretty crazy. Actually,
I think Dalvin Cook did that once for.
And then they're like, you're making $14 million. Let's get rid of you. We got Alexander Mattison, RB1, baby. Let's give him the ball. I'm one early. Travis Kelce over under 70 and a half receiving yards.
Oh, over. He's got to perform for the Swifties. He's gonna get like 20 targets.
He's gonna win MVP. You heard it here. That's Mike. No, he's gonna have 89. He's gonna have 19 catches for 89 yards and propose to Taylor Swift and retire and go off to the sunset because magical
what a
life.
Terrible game. What is that? 4 yards a catch?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Patrick Mahomes, bro, I got to get 19 catches for 89 yards.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he'll just have, like, a monster game, and then he'll just go, like, Tecmo Bowl. Like, he'll have like 189 yards, and then he'll be like, bro, I got to go back. And he'll like run 99 yards the wrong way.
You do nine.
Taylor, I can't even do it. Yeah, the heart or whatever. Yeah.
You do nine catches for 189. Then people will be like, if you just put the nine next to the one, then it's 1989. Yeah.
Maybe I do have a problem with you. And I just.
I don't at all. I'm just playing into it. Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I don't know.
You can't ignore it.
No. And it is cool because it's getting people into the game. I saw that there's that one Taylor party video that's going viral.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
oh, yeah,
they wouldn't watch the freaking Super Bowl if it wasn't for this. No. So, I mean, the NFL is like, hell so yeah, man.
Weird. Which is so weird because what, 150 million people watch Super Bowl?
Right. Like, which otherwise, they'd go while their like boyfriends watch.
And she has like 100 million fans. So,
yeah. I mean, again, nothing against her. I just hate her tool of a boyfriend. George Kittle, our guy, over under 47.5 receiving yards.
Yeah, he's weird because sometimes he has like 5 yards receiving and then he'll have like 120. Debo's playing. I'll go less because they still have, because they got Ayuk and Debo and McCaffrey. I feel like
I'll go over.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. You could have kept going while I was doing
I was just thinking out loud, like Debo is playing, Ayuk's playing, McCaffrey's playing. I feel like all those guys will probably have more receiving yards than George Kittle.
Yeah, I'll take over on George Kittle. It seems low. It really does. So
yeah.
I don't know.
But like, it's Vegas. They know what they're doing.
He's like their deep threat, basically, because the other two just catch at the line.
Ayuk's pretty fast.
Yeah, and he had that one that bounced off the Lions guy's face mask into his arms. Isaiah Pacheco, running angry all the time, 68.5 rushing yards.
Oh, over, for sure. Andy Reid, he's not a Kevin O'Connell. He doesn't abandon the run, even if it doesn't work. I would say over, especially if they had the lead. They're going to pound that ball onto the ground as hard as they can. So yeah, definitely put the over with that.
Oh, Isaiah Pacheco. Yep.
McKinnon's gonna be healthy too.
Oh, he's just like Pacheco, seventh round starter grade. Oh, I'll go over. I mean, I just like watching the guy play. I mean, for as much as I rip on him and like how he's the perfect running back because he's like cheap and like everything else, like he's just good. Fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Like he's a really good running back. Kyle Juszczyk, over under 3.5 receiving yards.
Oh, over. I did this last week on Underdog. He had like, I think it was the same amount where it was like 3.5. And he just needed one catch. That's it. You always take those. Always take those over. Those are so easy. I think there was one who was like Jared Goff was like over under 1.5 rushing yards. And like, yes, I will take them.
Yeah, I'll take that as well. I mean, he had Christmas. I think he had like one rushing yard, like over under one. And I'm like, sure. Yeah. If he gets one carry during the, I mean, if he doesn't get a carry, it's like whatever. There's like little ones during like NBA games too. Like if Anthony Edwards gets a block, I'm like, I'll flip the coin, see what happens there. Patrick Mahomes, or as Travis Kelce would call him, Patty Mahomes, 261.5 passing yards over.
Oh, under. Way over. Way, way, way over. Yeah. The Niners defense. They didn't look that great against the Lions last week, or 2 weeks ago, I guess now. And you give Andy Reid 2 weeks to prepare. Yeah, I think Mahomes will be over that for sure.
The 49ers secondary is kind of susceptible to like big plays, like more than people would think. Yep. Their strength is actually in their front seven.
Kirk
not
knows.
In the back. Yeah, Kirk shredded them. Hang the banner.
Yeah, beat the Niners and they're in the Super Bowl.
Beat the Niners without
that means
half
they're better
the team.
Than them. Yes. They're better than everybody else in the NFC because they beat the Niners.
They absolutely. I mean, we should be betting for the Chiefs in general because no team that has ever is it got to the Super Bowl or won the Super Bowl?
Got to the Super
Bowl. So, okay. So, like, Kirk the 49ers are breaking ground. Well, then no team has ever won the Super Bowl that Kirk Cousins has beaten. So, like, we can move the goalposts just like that dark corner Twitter.
Get the flag. No.
That's another show's bit. Come on.
Oh, sorry. No, I think I tweeted that at Judd when somebody posted like the Vikings beat the Niners, whatever. I was like, Judd, get the flag.
Get the flag, Judd. Get the flag. Christian McCaffrey, over under 88.5 rushing yards.
That's high, I feel like.
Seems like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'll go under. I'd go under for that.
Did you see the thing that he was not going to buy his mom a suite?
Yeah, because they were looking at like the commissioner's suite or whatever, which is like there's other ones that are way cheaper.
Yeah.
They didn't say that, though. They were like, this is the price of every suite. And I'm like, I don't believe that. And then it came out later that you could buy one for like 150 grand or something.
Honest question, because I don't know. Who is his girlfriend? Like, it's like Olivia something. Copa, like, what is she?
Or something.
Yeah, what does she do? Is she?
I think she's a. Is she a model? I'm old. How do you do, fellow kids?
Yeah. That's basically because like the NFL account was like, look, they're doing a chest bump. I'm like, who is that? I don't know who that is, but
I'm going to look her up.
Yeah. Go ahead. just delete the search history when you're done.
American model and actress. There we go.
Okay. It's like Olivia Munn who.
Yeah.
She
was Miss USA in 2012. Okay. All right. I don't know what movie she was in though, but
yeah. There you go. I mean, Olivia Munn, when she was dating Aaron Rodgers, I'm like, so what is she in? Oh, no, she's just an actress. Oh, okay. Yeah, cool.
Wasn't she in Ninja? Not Ninja.
She was in the newsroom. Yeah. Oh, she was in Transformers, too?
Oh, no, that's Megan Fox. I'm sorry.
Okay.
They look kind of similar. Great. We have talked about so many different things on this.
Yeah, this is what happens when the Vikings aren't in the Super Bowl. It's just kind of like we're just going all over the place. Color of the Gatorade, what you got?
Oh, did you see the DM that somebody posted where they sent to every player? I need extra credit.
Right. I need extra credit. What's the Gatorade color?
I like, gotta go like universal that people like. Blue, I guess people like blue, right?
Oh, there's an obvious answer. It's going to be red because of Taylor.
Oh,
the Chiefs are going to win. It's going to be red Gatorade.
Are they red? They're wearing the red jerseys, right?
Huh?
I think Chiefs are wearing.
Well, of course. Jerseys. I mean, they probably just wear the red jerseys anyway. Well, that would get a little difficult. But we have Taylor. We have to wear red jerseys.
I wish they would do that where both teams just wore red. That'd be great.
There's a Twins game a couple years ago because the Twins had red uniforms for a while. And I don't know if like they were just like total Midwesterners and like didn't want to like piss off the Angels, but the Angels wore their red jerseys. So both teams had red jerseys on the field. And it's a little bit easier for baseball because you can kind of tell who is where.
I suppose if you're
running the bases, like it would be kind of weird, like to tell who's the third base coach and like that sort of thing. But
I think it was Syracuse back in the day. They might have played Clemson and they both wore orange. Everyone's like, what? What are you doing?
We got to figure this out, guys. You got any extras chilling back there?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. So the game pick. The line is San Francisco by 2 right now. Who you got?
Really? They're favored?
Let me double check. I looked on the action. Maybe I misread it last night.
Oh, my dad texted me and said Olivia Munn was in X-Men.
X-Men. Okay. Yep. San Francisco by 2.
Huh. No, the Chiefs are winning. No cover. Yeah. That's it. That's all I got. Do I have to give you a score?
Sure. If you want to give a score.
We can do Super Bowl. What was it? Super Bowl was in the 30s last year, right? With the Eagles?
Yeah.
We'll go 33-28.
I'll go 23-20 Chiefs.
Ooh, win by a field goal at the end.
I think it'll be more of a that Travis Kelce is actually going to kick the game-winning field goal and then look up to the box. I love you, babe. I love you.
Don't the Chiefs actually have a player who can kick too? Isn't Eric Reed on their team, the safety? I think he's been like a backup kicker before.
It's possible. Like that's how they should just do it. Like the kicker like pulls a hamstring and Travis goes, "I'll do it." Like some kind of like Disney movie shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
okay. You know, I'm just going to go on this rant here because this show has kind of been off the rails a little bit and I apologize. Yeah, it's been very off the rails. But I mean, like I was writing the thing, the outline, and I'm just like, what do we want to talk about? Like, I don't really know. I guess we got the Super Bowl. We got everything. We need the Vikings to hit like crack again because this team is boring. Mm-hmm. This team, like I've said it before where like this team just needs like an injection of energy. They need to pick a direction. They need to do something. Like we talked about Kirk Cousins at the beginning of the show. And then Kwesi's out here like competitive rebuild, two worlds at once. Like I need something, man. Cause this team outside of Justin Jefferson is boring as hell. Like we could sit here, we could talk about Kirk Cousins and the contract and everything else. And then, you know, we sat here for half this show talking about the Super Bowl in a game that I really don't care about. Like, Kyle Shanahan and his flat-brimmed hat win the Super Bowl. Congratulations, dude. Go yell at some third-grade referees to go celebrate. Like,
Clint Kubiak, too.
Yeah. What is Clint? Where is Kubiak?
Clint Kubiak, he's on the Niners. He's the pass game coordinator. He's going to be on there until he goes to New Orleans.
Expert coffee guy. Yeah, probably gets the coffee really, really warm. Yep. Remember when Mike Zimmer suggested that Clint Kubiak couldn't hear him on the radio because they were hitting their buttons at the same time? Yeah. Clint's just like, Mike's getting ready to yell at him. He's just holding on the button. Nope. I can't hear you. Nope. This is weird, Mike. I don't understand what's going on.
You're breaking up.
Speaking of Mike Zimmer.
Yeah, there Dallas you go. Cowboys. You should be talking about that.
We should be talking. Yeah, we can do that quickly. What do you think about Mike Zimmer going to the Dallas Cowboys?
I think it's
not official yet.
Yeah, but right. He interviewed with them.
Yes.
I think he interviewed with them. I think they interviewed Ron Rivera too. But yeah, that seems like an obvious fit for Mike Zimmer. I'm not sure how excited Jaron Kearse feels about that, but I think that would be good. I think he would get the most out of Micah Parsons. I think he would maybe turn Trayvon Diggs into someone who can actually cover and not just get interceptions. But yeah, him just focusing on the defense, I think that would be great for the Cowboys. Now, Mike McCarthy would find a way to mess it up probably somehow, but I think it'd be a good fit.
McCarthy and Zimmer on the same team is kind of weird. Like, when you think about it, right?
Yeah, I think they have like a respectful relationship because of their time together in the same division. And then McCarthy's hired, I think, some of Zim's old assistants like George Edwards. And he's had some of his old players like Everson Griffin and Anthony Barr. So I think there's some respect there. I never thought those two like were ever like malicious against each other. He's no Greg Williams. So I'll tell you that for sure. Sim's like, not a fan of him.
Like, the thing is, like, Bobby Petrino, right? Like, that was my biggest fear. Like, if he wound up with the Packers or something, just like, could you imagine him like getting a shot at Kirk Cousins twice a year? Like, shut him down, like going back to US Bank Stadium, just like shutting out the Vikings, kicking down the door.
That would happen. That's exactly what would happen.
Yeah. He'd kick down the door to the owner's suite. He'd like box jump on the thing, like the Green Goblin or something. And like, you know,
there's only one condition if Zim gets hired in Dallas. Chris Thomason has to join the Cowboys beat. So
just keep asking him. Hey, Mike, you know, your defense gave up the most points since the beginning of World War II. And what do you think about that?
Mike Zimmer goes up for his first press conference, does like a double take. And he's like, oh, shit.
But I agree with you as well that Zimmer probably is better suited as a defensive coordinator. Because I mean,
this point in his career.
Yeah. And I mean,
at first he was a good head coach.
Do you think he'd ever get another shot as a head coach?
Nah, he's too old.
How old is he? He's like pushing 70, isn't he?
Mid 60s. Yeah.
Let's find out.
And does he want to do that again? Like, that was so stressful to look after the entire team, be blamed for everything. Like, have to worry about, you think he'd want to worry about Dak Prescott's contract right now? No, I know.
He is 67 years old. He'll turn 68 on June 5th.
No way. He's not, unless the Cowboys defense is like super, super elite next year, which could they have. They got some playmaker. I don't think so. Like, just look at all the head coaches that were hired this year. They're all in like late 30s, early 40s. And I think Dan Quinn might be in like his early 50s. The people that left, Belichick, Pete Carroll, Ron Rivera, like, these are not young guys. So I don't think anyone's like, oh, we're going to hold out for Zimmer. I like Zimmer, but I think that time
passed. I think the only way he'll be a head coach again is if like Mike McCarthy just like goes belly up. Yeah, like four games, like they're 0-4 and like the defense is doing well, but like McCarthy can't get the offense going. Like,
which,
I think,
you know,
that would be...
Jerry Jones would love to. He'd be like, oh, Zimmer, I guess you can be the head coach.
And who else on that staff is going to be like an interim coach? Kellen Moore's been gone for 2 years, but
who's their OC now? Is it still Brian Schottenheimer?
I think so. Let's look.
What about making him the head coach?
Let's see. Yes, yeah, audio.
If Mike McCarthy was fired, Zim would probably take over for sure, because he has that experience as a head coach.
Yeah, you're right. It's Brian Schottenheimer still. Like, they didn't do anything after going belly up in the playoffs. And like you said too, like the Dallas defense. Yeah, they were flashy and they got a lot of. I mean, that one guy, I can't remember his name right now. He had 5 interception returns for touchdowns or whatever it was.
Oh yeah,
but I mean, he couldn't cover worth a lick. But he could take it to the house if he got the ball. So I don't know. I think that would be a great hire for the Cowboys. Looking forward to it. Other coaching cycle question. You surprised Brian Flores didn't even get an interview this coaching cycle?
No, I think there's a certain legal situation going on right now that makes that less surprising. But it's funny, though, because I think Steve Wilks might have got an interview with somebody because he's the defensive coordinator for the Niners, which mm-hmm. he's also in that lawsuit, but he's not the one who filed it. So maybe that's why. No, I'm not surprised, but I'm not sad either because Brian Flores is back, and I think that's really good for the Vikings. But
I think that might be another show. Like, what do we think about Brian Flores in year two? Because, right. you know, it the whole thing just kind of seemed like he was like a hitman for a year, and now you get him back for a second year. You can actually develop this defense a little bit, and I don't know what they need to do to go from like average to elite, but I feel like they could do that under Flores. Especially if they,
yeah, and I think knowing that he's coming back also helps you kind of make decisions about Danielle Hunter and some other guys too, as well. Knowing what you can expect from him, it probably makes it a little easier to be like, okay, we know he's really good in Brian Flores' defense, so we might be willing to like give Danielle some money to stay here for a little bit longer. Yeah, I'm excited to see what he can do. He did a lot with very little last year, so you know, get him some young, you know. Maybe get some more picks in the draft, get some of those guys, some guys that actually might fit his system. Because Mekhi Blackman did well last year. Ivan Pace did well. So, and then get some free agents in there as well. So, yeah, load up on the defense, give Brian Flores some actual tools to work with and take it from there.
So let's wrap up here. What's going on at the Viking Age right now?
It's February. So this is the month. Usually we start really diving into free agency. And we'll go over like position by position, what free agents are available. You know, some positions we won't do, like probably not going to do safeties for the Vikings because they have Cam Bynum and Josh Metellus. What other position am I not going to do? I think that's it. I think we're doing, offensive tackle. Probably not going to do that because they're good with Darisaw and O'Neal. And, we probably could do punters, but, I don't think anyone's going to read that. So, We'll shy away from
punters
we
are people do, too, though, man.
We will Come do on. Kickers. We will do okay. kickers because okay. the Vikings need a new kicker. That has got to be a priority. But yeah, we got lots of good stuff. We just had a mock draft come out. I think Adam Carlson did one on Sunday. We'll do some more free agency stuff. We're just covering all the stuff coming out of the Senior Bowl. I know Nick Edlund's doing some stuff. He's been doing stuff on the Senior Bowl. Keep an eye on that. So yeah, lots of good stuff. Go over there and check it out. Offseason's always a lot of fun to cover.
And where can people follow you on social media?
At Adam Patrick NFL on Twitter, X, whatever you call it these days, and on Threads. And that's it. Don't follow me anywhere else, please. Don't
don't follow me. Like, no. Don't follow you in person. Like, only right. on social media. Yes, that's all we want here. Right. Well, you can follow me at The Real Chris Schott. I got clips of the show. Although I'm not sure what I'm going to take out of this one. Just off the rails today. I apologize for that. But that's all the time we have for the Viking Age podcast today. We do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. For Adam Patrick, I am Chris Schott. This has been the Viking Age podcast.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.